I think Clayton Safey is standing by. Superfly Hayes tells me that Clayton for TheWolverine.com, another one of our Michigan insiders, is joining us. And Clayton, yesterday, Ballas kind of surprised me, and I saw the tweets coming out of Denver where Broncos, at about this time yesterday, were still hot and heavy on Harbaugh. They had gone to Ann Arbor, reportedly, and you know, Ballas seemed not quite to the coin flip stage, but was unsure if Harbaugh was going to stay, or was it real, or what's going on. And then around 7 p.m., Adam Schefter said that Harbaugh was out of the mix and that they have a big announcement coming in Denver. My question I'm asking the audience today, Clayton, is this going to be after every season Harbaugh testing the waters as long as he's at Michigan?
I hope not, but, you know, I think there's a chance. It's hard to predict totally down the road, but, you know, next year you would think he'd probably get some people calling, and seeing as the way how he's handled this, I don't think he would necessarily turn down a conversation or a meeting. I mean, even though he said a few weeks ago that he's coming back, and he told Santa Ono and they made that announcement, and he said, I'm happy here, my heart is here, I'm not trying to out-happy-happy. He still met with the Broncos last week in person. They flew to Ann Arbor, Greg Penner, their CEO. So I would have to think that he'd at least listen, and I would think that he'd continue to get interest if Michigan wins at this type of level. It is really interesting. I'm not quite at the coin flip or anywhere near it either, but yeah, you're right. Adam Schefter says he's out. Some other people like Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero from NFL Network saying that the Broncos aren't shutting the door there. They're going to continue to pursue him. So,
oh my God.
Know.
So it's back on now? I thought it was over again for the 43rd time.
I know. That's what I thought last night too, but it seems like there's some, you know, Harbaugh told him and reiterated last week when he met with them that he wants to stay at Michigan, but it doesn't seem like the door's completely shut and they're going to keep going after him.
So, no, there it goes.
Either him or Sean Payton look like those big names that people keep talking about.
That was the shortest a huge question of the day has ever lasted, 22 minutes, because now the door's back open.
Maybe a little bit, yeah. So it's interesting. I feel like until the Broncos get a coach, you won't stop hearing those little rumblings. Or if you search his name on Twitter, you see some stuff that's like, oh, well, you know, there's still a chance. Or if they circle back to Harbaugh, that sort of thing. Until they get a coach, you know, you just never know.
Are you telling me Adam Schefter could end up being wrong?
Maybe. He was wrong the first time when Jim Harbaugh came here. A lot of those guys in the NFL were, but you know, he said that he's not a candidate anymore because that's what Harbaugh told them, that he's going to stay at Michigan last week. But, you know, I mean, until they really have a coach, I think they're going to keep probably hitting him up and seeing if they can throw some more money at him or whatever they talked about. Whatever they talked about, obviously Jim Harbaugh didn't quite, that wasn't exactly what he was looking for. Now, how close he was to agreeing to something, I don't know. So, obviously the Denver Broncos have reason to believe that they could still sway him potentially if they circle back.
And I think the big name that Schefter has to reference would be Payton. McCarthy's going to stay in Dallas. Reich, who was fired from Indy, is now in Carolina. DeMarco Ryans, the defensive coordinator for the Niners, looks like he's going to get the Houston Texans head coaching position. And Harbaugh, with Schefter being a Michigan guy, Harbaugh could feed him, man, I'm staying, knowing it would get out there, which just creates more control, more money from Denver, right?
Yeah, and you have to remember, too, Adam Schefter is really plugged in on the Denver side, too. He spent a number of years there as an insider for the Denver Post. So I do trust his word a little bit, you know, quite a bit on this. I trust the others as well because they're getting information. But it seems like even the reporters out of Denver aren't exactly shutting the door on Harbaugh, but you know, I think you're right. Like, DeMeco Ryans looks like he's going to Houston. I did just see something a few minutes ago, though, that he met with them for his second interview now that their team, the 49ers, are eliminated. They didn't come away with a deal, and he hasn't told Denver no yet, even though it seems like that would be his choice. I think he coached there in the past or played there, and his wife's from there, so it seems like Houston would be his pick, but you never know what the kind of money Denver has. And then Sean Payton's one of the few guys they haven't you know, they didn't really stop conversing with after that first round. And I think there were about five or six guys they told thanks, but no thanks. But Sean Payton was not one of them. So if you're a Michigan fan, I think you're hoping that the big name everyone keeps referring to is Sean Payton.
Right. That's what for Denver, and Schefter would know, but Ian Rappaport and others, and sure. What if Payton wants to stay on TV and he wants to wait for a job that's more potentially Super Bowl ready, because none of these gigs really, you know, I know the Broncos played well at the end after they fired Hackett, but they're not Super Bowl ready, and you know Russell Wilson did play better with an interim coach, but man, Payton might say I'm gonna wait for the right job that opens up. I don't know. I Harbaugh to just not say, look, guys, I know he's waiting on the NCAA investigation into a burger, which there's going to be a 30 for 30 called the burger before he signs a deal. It's just I'll tell you, if you go back the last three off seasons and God bless Michigan. It didn't bother him. Into this year, they went all the way to the Final Four. They went undefeated until they lost to TCU. They won the Big Ten, killed Ohio State and Columbus. But there's been about a month of a clown show after every season, 2 months of a clown show, right?
Yeah, and this one has some more storylines with the NCAA stuff. You have the whole Matt Weiss thing. Remember when I was in studio with you on Friday and we said, Kirk Campbell gets hired, he gets promoted as Michigan's quarterbacks coach, and I said, well, that's the end of the drama, you would think, and spring ball's next in what, 4 weeks, 3 weeks now? And here we are back again on what is it, Tuesday? I don't even know what day it is anymore. So it's crazy. You're right. I will say this about Jim Harbaugh. I mean, he has left his options open the last couple of years, met in person with NFL teams, but he seems to work his current job as hard as he can, at that time, and it doesn't really seem to affect his performance. Even going back to San Francisco his last year there, Jim Hackett was having conversations with him throughout the month of December before he was hired, but they didn't even discuss the job until a few days before, according to John U. Bacon's book, because he was so focused on the 49ers, and Jim Hackett knew he wouldn't talk about something else until the opportunity came once the 49ers told him he wasn't going to be coming back. So, if you're a Michigan fan, I think you just want to hold on, get this coach again, because you have a loaded roster going into 2023, and then you worry about the rest later. Nobody wants it to be a recurring thing. I think if they sign him to a new contract, which I expect they will before the season, it would include a bigger buyout. Now, is that going to prevent him in the future from having dalliances with the NFL? I don't know. If you're a rich NFL owner and you really want him, I think you'd be able to pony up. But at least for recruiting purposes, for optics, all of that, you could kind of put it behind you, and then know when January comes around, there's a chance we're doing this again. But that's kind of where we're at, it feels like.
And Harbaugh is really doing some damage control on the resume, on his image from a year ago, at least nationally, when the Vikings end seemed to be an embarrassment on his side. And he had to say, if you want me back, I'm willing to coach. And then you look at the previous year, what Manuel did to him. So maybe Harbaugh is just making... not Santa Ono, but making Ward Manuel in that athletic director's chair just squirm a little bit, playing out this Denver thing.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it also hurts recruiting, though. I think that's something that directly affects him. He doesn't want to hurt recruiting. So
then why not just come out and say you're staying then? That's my point here about, I was joking at the beginning. Hey, it's great off of Ballas, off the Schefter tweet or report. Off that interview in Denver a little after 7 our time last night. Good. Now it's back to football in Ann Arbor. I come on. I do an opening monologue joking about Harbaugh. How many times will he say he's staying? And then you come on the show and say, you know what? I don't think the door is completely closed on the Broncos.
Well, that's just me. Yeah, that's me reading. What Adam Schefter is actually kind of going out of a limb at this point. Now, I do think he's kind of off the table, but not off the table because, for some reason, again, going back to that meeting last week, Denver feels like that, Jim Harbaugh didn't necessarily, he told them no, but he didn't necessarily say no, if maybe they upped the offer or whatever it would be. So I don't know what happened in that meeting, but clearly there's some reason for Denver to think they can circle back. Now, then you see a lot of Sean Payton buzz today, stuff you're talking about, coupled with Schefter saying he's kind of out, was, I think, the question Schefter was referring to, and he said, yes, that's correct. But yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to be the buzzkill, because I still do think Jim Harbaugh is going to choose to stay here. But to me, the reason why he hasn't come out and said again that he's going to be here is because he knows that there's a chance he would maybe consider it if they did. That's the only reason I have to believe that, because in the past he's come out with statements. So for me, I judge Jim Harbaugh at this point off of what he does, what his actions are. That's what he's asked us to do.
Right.
He said that in the past, and he hasn't come out with a statement this week. Maybe that will come, in signing days in a couple of days. They're going to flip one kid probably from Stanford, but this signing day isn't necessarily all the fireworks that you would expect now that they have the early signing day. So I don't think it's going to affect recruiting much in the short term here. So, maybe there's no rush. But, again, he's come out with statements in the past calling stuff total crap, saying that this is jive turkeys coming up with this stuff. And right now we have silence. So, to me, the only reason why, I believe that is because there's a chance that he's considering it and he doesn't want to be definitive again with another statement.
Clayton Safey from TheWolverine.com. Harbaugh Watch is back on. Maybe just the windows open a little, but you can follow everything University of Michigan Athletics at TheWolverine.com. Clayton, good stuff as always. We'll talk soon.
Yep. Thanks for having me.